So we want to welcome everyone to the very first episode of the Postables Podcast, which is a podcast dedicated to the Hallmark Channel TV series Signed, Sealed, Delivered, which stars Eric Mabius, Kristen Booth, Crystal Lowe, and Jeff Gustafson. This podcast is going to basically go over the episodes of the season that we've seen so far. We're going to talk about each episode. We're going to hopefully have some great discussions you guys will be interested in. We're going to hopefully have some guests later on in the podcast coming up, hopefully. We look to having a good time with all of you guys about talking about the show. And before we get started, I'd like to introduce our guests today. First up is Ashley Eppley, and I hope I said your name right.
Yeah, you got it right on the money there. I'm happy to be here. I live in E-Town, PA, and I've been a postable since the TV movie, and I'm happy to be here.
Very cool. And our other guest is Megan Baird. I got that right, right?
Yes, you did, amazingly.
Awesome!
It's surprising how many people botch my last name.
And I'm usually really bad with names, so I'm giving myself a little pat on the back and a clap.
Yes, you're two for two. Congratulations.
So, Megan, where are you from? What do you do? Or whatever you want to
do. I'm from Fort Worth, Texas. I've been a librarian for the last 8 years. And I've been a postable, well, ever since the show started. So, love it. It's one of my favorites, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Very cool. Well, I live in Arlington, Virginia, right outside of Washington, D.C., about 10 minutes. I'm a network engineer, and basically I'm a computer geek, and I've seen the show since episode one. I didn't see the movie the first time, but I've seen the movie since, but I really enjoy the show as well, and I guess I can call myself a postable as well, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We're all postables here.
So first, we're going to talk about the very first episode, which was called Time to Start Living. It was written by Martha Williamson, the fantastic Martha Williamson, and directed...
Love her in Touched by an Angel.
I
loved her since Touched by an Angel, big fan. And, you know.
It was also directed by Scott Smith, and special guest star was Valerie Harper. Let me ask you guys, before you watched the very first episode, what were your expectations of the episode? We'll start with you, Ashley.
My expectations were, you know, just as long as they stayed true to what the pilot movie was actually about, you know, delivering letters, giving hope to people in lives. That's really what I was expecting. And also I was expecting a little more development on Oliver and Shane, of course, because I loved them since the TV movie dance. So, and the pilot did do a lot for me. It was a good episode.
What about you, Megan?
Well, I didn't really have expectations as you would call them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a fan of Valerie Harper for a while. I used to watch Mary Tyler Moore when I was younger, and so I've followed her on and off, and I've been inspired by her ever since. And so I was expecting this show to be fantastic because she was in it, and it did not disappoint.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't know I even had the Hallmark Channel until last year. I'll be totally honest. I happened to be skimming by one day, and I came across Cedar Cove. And I started watching Cedar Cove and got hooked on that show. So when I found out about Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I was actually pretty excited and expecting it to be just as good as Cedar Cove was. And, of course, it's just as good. What are your favorite parts about the pilot that you enjoy, or the first episode, Time to Start Living? Megan, your turn.
My favorite part of the episode, I think, was when Oliver was talking to Mrs. Lassiter, and he said this to her. Maybe Casey didn't write that in so many words, but the words he did write of spoons, apple trees, and peanut butter pancakes, those words might as well be a sonnet by Shakespeare, because they say the very same things, that you are known and loved and missed. And that's really, really what hooked me on that show, was what he said right there.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, Oliver's words, they melt my heart. I mean, Eric really knows how to present himself very well. I mean, that scene totally amazed me. It made me cry.
Wow. I tell you, for me, I really enjoyed the episode, but the part that stuck out to me the most was the little, I guess, sub story between Norman and Erlene in the stamps.
Oh, yes. That definitely was a growing character development for Norman there.
Yeah.
You really saw his true colors.
And I don't know who that actor was that was playing Erlene, but they really played off each other really well in the episode.
Yeah, and I also, the scene that captured me the most was definitely the end. Everybody just coming together and, you know, and Oliver being there for Norman when he found out that Arlene passed away, giving that moment of comfort by, you know, leaning into him. That made me cry again.
I have to say I agree with that. There's something very moving about a man comforting another man. You don't see a lot of that.
No.
And that episode it shows men that it's not a bad thing to cry, that it's
okay to express your emotions.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of guys are on that macho thing where, you know, guys don't cry. And, you know, when you're a kid, I mean, I know me, when I was growing up, my dad wouldn't want me to cry. And, you know, big boys don't cry, that kind of thing. And I think a show like this, just as you ladies said, it can let gentlemen know or guys know that it's okay to show your emotions. Women actually mm-hmm. like that if you mm-hmm. show your emotions.
Yeah, I definitely like a man who can show his sensitive side from time to time.
Now, obviously, we've seen, you know, more than one episode of this show, but
mm-hmm.
did you guys get any sense of any kind of romantic relationship between Oliver and Shane and Norman and Rita? I didn't see anything. Did you?
For me, I did. When Shane pulled up into the drive right after they caught Donna. And, you know, they just, like, looked at each other. I saw the spark. I mean, that's why I ship these two, because they have this, like, spark. They have the connection. And I saw that in the pilot movie, and I saw it in this episode. Not as much as I was hoping for, but, you know, you get what you can take. And I saw a spark in the first episode.
See, I'm such a guy, because I totally missed that.
You weren't alone there. I didn't initially get a romantic spark between Shane and Oliver. I thought Oliver thought she was a little obnoxious. If you think about it, that's sometimes attraction is preceded by bickering. You know, people on the schoolyard, they like to pull your pigtails.
Yeah. And
that's kind of that's how sometimes sparks first manifest themselves, but it didn't really hit me in that episode.
Yeah, it didn't struck as much in this episode it definitely didn't struck as much for Norman and Rita, but in the following episodes to come, it definitely starts to show that there is something there between these two couples.
That's interesting. What do you think about shows who have these couples on working together, and all of a sudden, you know, there's a question of will they or won't they? Do you think that may cause problems in the near future on the show, or are you for it? Or because sometimes it works, and sometimes I don't want stuff like that to happen on shows. I'll give you a perfect example. Elementary is a great show that I really love, and I really love to watch it on CBS. And I don't want to see those two main characters end up together. Would you agree on something like
that? Yes. Yeah. As for me, it's the thing called the moonlighting curse. You know, it all depends. Will they or won't they? Won't they? It's just, for me, I don't like the moonlighting curse. You can have a couple together. It's just the struggles that they have ultimately decides if their relationship is strong enough to endure throughout the entire show. As far as Oliver and Shane go, yeah, there's definitely obstacles. You know, he's married. But I'm not for the fact them not getting together yet until he gets that resolved. Mm-hmm. As far as Norman and Rita goes, I think they need to open themselves up to each other more and explore, you know, more about each other before actually pursuing a relationship.
Well, with certain shows, you can see the sparks right away and it seems like it would be a natural progression for certain characters to end up together. But in other shows, it seems like they're forcing it to either possibly to make the fans happy. And it, that doesn't always work. In fact, it can actually ruin a show if you try to put together two people that are obviously mismatched. So it doesn't always work. You have to be really careful with it.
I do understand that, but for me, as far as a viewer, what pulls me in is the characters and the possibility of them becoming romantically involved. That's, I mean, sometimes that's my main purpose of watching a show. Is if I'm becoming a connected and invested to a couple, I want to see what happens to them. I want to see their journey and how it's all going to unfold.
Now, this may be an unfair question to ask you just after one episode, but did you have a favorite character after you watched the pilot episode or the first episode?
Definitely Oliver for me. I think it's probably always going to be Oliver because I love him so much. And Eric maybe does a good presentation of who this character is. Mm-hmm. I mean, he definitely sets himself apart from what he did before Signed, Sealed, and Delivered. And that's really hard for actors to do, to set them apart from other characters that they've done before.
Right.
But Eric, he can pull it off.
It was a toss-up between Norman and Rita in that episode, because I'm a very quirky person myself. I have some very unusual characteristics and very unusual hobbies. So I really related to Norman. Watching Norman was a bit like watching myself, because you notice that in some places he wasn't, he seemed a bit awkward, but in others, like with Arlene, and when he puts on his shades and says we have a license to deliver, he's very smooth. Mm-hmm. So it was like watching myself, and that was a little disconcerting.
I have to be honest, watching the pilot episode, I was really impressed by how you have four distinct characters that have distinct personalities, distinct whatever. I mean, they're definitely four different people. But for me, Rita stood out a little bit more for me. Number one, because I followed Crystal Lowe's career for a while, so I know she used to do a lot of horror movies back in the day. So seeing her playing this type of character was really cool for me to watch, and she's just so fantastic at it with the nervousness and the tics, and I thought she was just fantastic. So for me, Rita would be the one that stands out early for me in the episode or in the series so far.
Yeah, all I can say for Rita, I wish I had her photographic memory. I mean,
and you know,
that's a talent within itself.
You know what's funny? I don't have her memory for everything, but I do have I'm really good with remembering random numbers. So
yeah, I'm like good with memory and passwords, a whole bunch of passwords in my head.
I related to Rita on that level too, because I have a bit of quirky memory things.
Well, let me ask you this. What did you guys initially think about the situation with Oliver and his wife?
All I can say is I feel bad for him. I definitely think that if she ends up coming back, that she might fight for him at first, but then she'll probably see, if she comes back, she'll probably see that something is going on with Shane and Oliver. Mm-hmm. But as far as that, I just really feel bad for him. And he does need closure, and he does need to move on. Because that kind of what if can torture a person.
Yeah, it can.
Well, it definitely seemed like it was going to throw a wrench in the works. It didn't strike me as a huge obstacle when it came up. I was like, okay, all good stories have roadblocks and obstacles. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it just made me give Oliver's character a bit more dimension instead of just, you know, instead of just throwing the two characters together, which would be easy to do, the little side story with his wife that gives the love story or whatever is going to happen between them some more obstacles. I mean, you can't, all good fairy tales have roadblocks. All real love stories never are completely perfect. And Shakespeare himself says the course of true love never runs smooth. So it kind of fits the show.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I don't know if I articulated that
well.
No,
you did. No, you did.
Articulated that very well.
I think we have to give a big congratulations to Martha for some fantastic writing for that episode. I thought the writing was sharp. It was funny. What did you guys think?
It was very profound. There were some very profound things. Martha has this way of taking a simple statement and turning it into something very profound.
I definitely agree with that. Her words are just so inspirational. It just reminds me of Touched by an Angel all over again. And that's what I love her about her. It brings back so many memories.
So let me ask you this. Do you think with the popularity of shows like Game of Thrones and The Walking Dead and The Following and Hannibal, do you think that the world or the networks are ready for more shows like Signed, Sealed, Delivered?
I think so. I think there's, as much as I like my crime procedural shows and, you know, shows like The Walking Dead, I think there's a definite need for inspiring, uplifting shows like Signed, Sealed, Delivered, because if you get surrounded by darkness for too long without light, it really you can feel the effect on your soul. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
so I think all of us need that light to break the darkness.
Yeah, I'm definitely on Megan with this one. I mean, I love my crime and procedural shows as well, but yeah, definitely too much darkness can fog up a show like Signed, Sealed, Delivered. And I think we need more shows like Signed, Sealed, Delivered or When Calls the Heart into our lives, because the more we get of it, the more essence of good, wholesome TV could come out and be demonstrated into the world, because that's what we need. And we need good family shows to give good lessons to children and to families, because and bring families together. And I think that's what this show can do, bring families together.
I mean, I love my horror and I love shows like that, but you know, just like you guys said, there's a time and a place when you just need to. Signed, Sealed, Delivered gives me a chance to breathe and relax.
Yes. And breathe and
down.
Cry.
Yeah, I can sit down, I won't stress out. I won't have to see these horrible images on screen. I could just see a great story with great characters with an uplifting, positive message. And I think that's the great thing about Signed, Sealed, Delivered and Hallmark Channel, period.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree on that.
So in wrapping this podcast up, this episode up, give me your thoughts of what you, your overall thoughts of the first episode and what were you looking forward to in the upcoming episodes? Let's pretend we haven't seen them yet.
That's really hard to do, pretending what you haven't already seen. For me, overall, it was a good episode. The music, the beginning really did set a good stage as far as like making it like a mystery novel. I did love the twists and turns with the letter and the story about Owen and his granny. I also loved Valerie Harper was amazing. Her dancing, her uplifting spirit with Oliver. All I can say is I give it a 10 out of 10, if I could possibly rate it in any way, in shape, or form. But it overall, good, uplifting episode.
My overall thoughts, I was hooked. I was hooked from the opening scene. And there's something Teresa sings at the end of it, where she says, "It's time to start living." It seems to me that set the tone for what this show was going to be about. Time to start living. Time to take what life's giving us. It started out you know, with that hint of mystery, but it ultimately ended up on a very hopeful, positive note. So at the end of the episode, I could see the rest of the shows going forward being like that, still encapsulating that attitude of life is beautiful, don't waste it. Life's, you know, time to start living. Very encouraging.
Yeah.
And yeah. I really liked it. I was hooked from the opening scene.
Yep. I got a stamp of approval on that, and what Megan just said, it was like, you got that right on point and described that perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, I have to say, I love the well-defined characters on the show. I love the uplifting message about it. And just like you guys, I was hooked from moment one. So I just want to thank you both for taking the time to sit down and discuss the first episode with me. Ashley and Megan, thank you so much for joining me. And I hope everyone had fun listening to us break down the first episode. We're going to try to do this for each episode. Hopefully, like I said earlier, we'll have some special guests come on the podcast in the near future. Fingers crossed. And we'll hopefully be able to give away some signed, sealed, delivered swag to the listeners. And I think we should also give a big thank you to the Hallmark reps, Pam Slay, Brian DeCastro, Stephanie Sherman, for doing such a great job live tweeting with us and live tweeting with the cast. I think we should give them a big shout out. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Woohoo! Love you guys.
So again, thank you all for taking part with this initial podcast of the Postables podcast, and we will see you guys next time.
See you next time.
See you next time.